Welcome to the post show.
Thanks for the warning.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. So glad you could attend. Step inside, step inside.
Okay, so let's get it over with, because we've been skipping out on the past couple weeks, and we should really get on to doing some Amazon Anonymous.
All right.
Thanking you guys for you know, helping us out by highlighting certain products that one of you or multiple of you may have purchased.
All right. What's your first item?
Panasonic Milano Series ERGB40S Hair and Body Trimmer. I'm a hairy man. I know what it's like to need to have a trimmer to trim various hairy parts of yourself. And, you know, not just your mustache and beard, but also other things. And so I'm hirsute, as they would say. And so I can appreciate the need for something like this. And looks like I have something similar. It's not Panasonic. It's a it's another one of those companies. But I forget which one of those. You know, if it was Panasonic, I would tell you. I just don't know what one of it is. But yeah, I have one of those. So I can see the perfect need for it. So yeah, I mean, if you are hairy as I am, then they are useful because that hair grows.
All right, so I'm gonna go with. Well, I'm cheating here a little bit, but I'm gonna go with the whole line of purchases. Someone bought like almost a complete canning set of stuff, right? The canning rack, the pickle stuff, the few other canning things. So someone's getting ready for their garden harvest to start canning some vegetables. So one specific example, let's see here. Let's do the ball of kosher dill flex batch pickle mix, 13.4 ounces. Get done. Ball kosher dill pickle mix. Now with pickle crisp granules for crunchier pickles. Homemade crunchy pickles have never been easier. No need to waste time with pickling lime and the hassle with soaking cucumbers to make crisp pickles. So there we go. We got crisp granules in our pickling mix.
It seems like an interesting idea. I mean, there's the theory that, well, you should go as all natural as possible and make the pickling thing yourself and do all that stuff. But they said something about pickling lime or other stuff. I don't know how dill pickles are made, but I assume it's a harder process than the Insta fridge pickles that we made, like with carrots and stuff.
Right.
So
depends whether you're doing. I mean, the ball's not selling stuff for fermented pickles, right? They're selling stuff for just put them in the jar. Now, I'm guessing you soak pickles or you put them in pickling lime to do certain things to keep them crispy. Never done research on that. So maybe crisp granules are the way to go. They also bought some canning racks and some other things to go with that, but.
It sounds cool. We've made our own like fresh refrigerator pickles, and they're very good. Jeff has done more of that than I have. He's done hop shoots and various peppers and other things. So my second pick was Dereese Pony Beads 9mm 1-pound package.
1 pound of pony beads.
Yeah, that's a lot of pony beads. Pony beads are these little sort of beads that you put in, you make necklaces with or stuff like that. That's a lot of beads. So someone just got a whole bunch of beads, and you can buy necklaces or stuff made with a piece of twine and some of those beads for like $3, and here's a pound of beads that cost $7. So clearly someone is using this to either stock up on their art supplies or, make a whole bunch of easy money. This is the carnival route, right? This is the P.D. Barnum way of making money, which is sell them back at a huge inflated price, which is cool to me. I think it's cool that someone is artistic and is trying to do stuff. I mean, I don't know that they're necessarily doing, what kids are doing with them, but it's cool that somebody is buying this kind of stuff, and that's the kind of crazy shit you can find on Amazon. I love it.
I don't know what to go with next. Either I'm going to go with the Under Armour Men's Original Boxer Jock 6-inch briefs, but probably not.
Okay.
Another whole line. Someone bought a whole bunch of shit for their parrot.
Yeah.
Parrot food, parrot conditioner, parrot, all kinds of parrot stuff. So let me pick an item out of the parrot shit.
yeah, pick an item out of the parrot shit. I'm sure the parrot person would love that. Yeah, here's the pile of parrot shit. Go pick an item out of it.
Let's go with the Harrison's Power Treats 1 pound. What is a power treat, you might ask? Harrison's makes bird food, and the power treat...
It's a treat full of power?
Come on, Emma. Oh, no description? Oh, wait. Here's the product description. Harrison's bird food is USDA certified organic. That's it. So I don't know what a power treat is.
I assume it gives the bird special powers, like the ability to...
All right. So here's a review. Difficult to have any conures, like, even that don't buy from Amazon, you can find cheaper. Okay, so the person can't write in English. My husband tells me that I spoil the birds. I give fresh food. Larferber. Ecotrition Organic and Healthy Select plus tons of toys. The vet was okay with this diet. At least he didn't complained. Though the birds were quite in very good shape. And that's not me not being able to read out loud. That is how this is written.
Yes.
But when I went to the bird store, they were told that Ecotrition and Healthy Select are not good. I believe they were talking about how complete was the nutrients of the food. They also said I must give 20% of pellets. Well, I bought pellets from them, and my birds neither touched them. Because of that, I started to research and found Harrison. I only found references on the internet, and sounded for me that people don't like to talk much about because of the price. Since my birds didn't like the pellets, I decided to give a first try buying Harrison's treat. On the first day, I put lots of treat over the food, only to see the birds would give a try.
Why are you reading this whole thing? This is ridiculous.
Okay. I want to know what I'm hoping there's a payoff tells me what the treat is.
It's a power treat. Why, you know, why make any larger deal than that? It's power treat. Enjoy it.
With organic palm fruit oil.
So.
That was a 4-star review. I give it 5 stars. The review itself. I was almost done, except for the update. And then another update.
All right. Oh, on awesome. To other stuff. So tell me about your shed.
Okay. My dad got a bigger shed. He gave me his old shed. I don't have very much flat space in my yard, so I had to build it on a hill. So it took a while. I used Google SketchUp to draw out my pieces I needed. Mm-hmm. And then I had to... put in some concrete pilings so it would stay, and build a platform for the shed, and that came out very level. I was very happy with myself. And then I installed the plastic slide together shed on top of it. I'm not sure what you're looking for. I mean,
I just, you know, why did you want a shed?
What? My garage is full with kids' shit. That's the main reason I wanted a shed. And it was free, or nearly free. I had to buy some wood for that platform I had discussed, but that's it. So now I got to get shelves. No, see, when you buy a shed, no one tells you these things, or when you get a shed. So I got a shed, and a bunch of Max's toys are sitting on the floor, but you really need shelves and things to make a shed hold, you know, all the stuff you needed to hold. So now I'm trying to figure out, like, the best way to do the shelving for the shed, but before I really worry about that, I have to work on the phase two of the project, which is moving a playhouse from down the street to the area behind this shed. So,
what do you mean by moving a playhouse from down the street?
One of the guys down the street, whose children are out of the house and getting married, has a neat little playhouse that he built for them when they were young, and he gave it to me, so I get to.
Didn't realize that your neighborhood has been around this long.
Yeah, they're one of the original owners, so they moved in when, you know, the houses were just built. Hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, their kids are, 22, 23.
Wow. So it's I mean, you know, you've made a good investment out of taking used equipment, be it various, you know, cooking or other things, and turning it into something that you could use.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty frugal.
Clothes. Yeah.
Pretty frugal like that.
Cool. Yes. So Jeff's building a shed. He's been doing it for the last week or so.
Yeah, I mean, it was up last week, right? I mean, for Max's birthday, I finished it that... Well, I didn't have the lid on, I had the roof on. I put the roof on the day after Max's birthday, so Sunday. But yeah, so it's been done for a week. I just got to do, like I said, I got to do shelves now so I can move stuff out there. Right now, it's Max's shed. He plays in it every day. He reorganizes his toys. Oh, it's hilarious. He thinks it's his, like, farmer's barn, and... Oh, it's pretty fun watching him move around in the shed. Like, he calls it his shed. I guess he borrowed Heather's phone and put on the you know, his favorite song, Big Green Tractor, and he's in there singing and working. Like, he's working in the shed like he sees Dad mm-hmm. working in the garage doing things. So.
you made a tiny little Jeff with blonde hair.
More like my brother Kevin. He inherited a lot of my brother. he's a lot more my brother than me.
Well, he's only three, and your brother.
Yeah, he's a little slow. So,
yeah.
But no, he has mannerisms from Kevin. I mean, it's uncanny. It's like my wife slept with my brother or something like that.
Are you sure that didn't happen?
I'm pretty sure that didn't happen. I'm pretty sure that didn't happen. I made him a sandbox, and my...
Did you finish sandbox? Because last week wasn't finished.
It's done.
Where'd you get the sand from?
My dad went over to Cranberry Supply with the trailer, got me a ton of sand for like $40. It was going to cost me like $250 to have it delivered, but if you pick it up, it's like $45. So it's like $200 for delivery type thing.
Wow.
And way too much. I filled up the sandbox to the top. And I still had like half of it to go. I sent out emails to the neighbor. Anyone want free sand? I mean, it's free sand. It's clean. It's new. I just got too much. It'll fill up several sandboxes. No one bit. My dad needed the trailer back, so I dumped it in a pile under the deck. And it's in a pile, so I'll be able to, you know, use it as my strategic sand store if I ever need more sand. If not, I'll just rake it out and, you know, keep it under the under the deck. But Max and Ellie like their... I mean, it's a new toy, but... I mean, it's a giant... It's 9 feet by 5 feet. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty big sandbox. It's 6 inches deep. It's a 2x8, so it's probably 6 to 7 inches deep. And, yeah, they like digging in it and playing in it and whatnot, so...
What did you use to cover it? Because I know that was one of the issues that you were going to have.
Just using a tarp so far. I didn't make, like, a real lid. The kind of lid I was going to make, I'm concerned that it's going to be too heavy... or too flimsy for the size of that sandbox. Mm-hmm. I was modeling after one I saw in another sandbox, but it was a smaller sandbox where it had a wooden frame and kind of a piece of that vinyl leather type stuff over the top of it, you know?
Yeah, I think a tarp is all you need, especially for something... I mean, it's big. It's a big sandbox.
Yeah, so the tarp I'm using right now is the one I use to cover up my air conditioner thing, you know, in the winter. So yeah. It's an 8x8 tarp. So it's a little too short for a 9 foot wall long sandbox. So I need to get a different tarp that fits it better, and maybe something with a little bit of a bungee or something just to hold it down. But I don't know. But they like their sandbox.
For when the hurricanes come to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Hey, we do get some crazy storms.
You get a lot of winds up here.
Yeah.
It's quite windy up here on this neighborhood street.
Fresh sodas. Now, you talked about sodas in the main show about getting the last place I can think of that does it, like Clavons, that they'll make you a real soda. This place I went to, Cape Cod, this ice cream place, made their own soda, and I had it was like a raspberry lime thing. It was actually pretty good. It was much better than the other soda. My dad was like, "This is so great," and it was some cream soda, and I tasted it, it was just like blood sugar. But this was more balanced, and it had effervescence but flavor too, so I was really appreciative of that. Yeah, this stuff that sodas, I mean, ever since this diet, it's been really hard to drink sodas. Mm-hmm. They are so sweet and just concentrated sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, ugh.
Maybe you need those drinking vinegars.
Maybe. Yeah,
pour you have to see what's in those. That might be a diet-friendly drink.
Yeah, it probably would be, because, you know, fermented things are decent for you.
I know the one recipe that I looked at took a lot of sugar, right? It was a sweet to offset it, so I'm not sure, but I don't know. I don't know if they all have sugar. They might not
then
all.
Then it wouldn't be good.
Well, they might not all have sugar. I mean, if they did, then yeah, it wouldn't be good.
I mean, like, it's not, on the diet, the balsamic vinegar that you get in the supermarket is not good, because really what that is that's vinegar. Regular, like, red wine vinegar that has a caramel color added to it and then sugar added to it. That's all it is. It's not actual balsamic vinegar. There, you know, the actual balsamic vinegar that takes, like, 100 years to make is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 30 or 40 years for decent ones, but, the really super special ones are 100 years old.
Yeah.
So... there is a lot of consternation on the internet because literally is now a word that also means not literally.
That literally sucks.
Merriam-Webster and Oxford Dictionary both have
put, they updated it to
the
match
second definition of literally, which is not literally, but
a
added
lot
for emphasis. And I don't have a problem with it. I don't, because like I said before, language evolves.
Mm-hmm.
This is just something that happens. You're going to have to deal with it. You know, I've had problems with things in the past. Irregardless is an example of something that I have a pretty problem with, but it's a word.
Yeah, irregardless, it's a word. Irregardless of what you think.
Yeah, and you have to deal with it, and either you shake your fist at the sky and rail against how horrible things are, or you just realize that language evolves.
Mm-hmm.
These and evolves doesn't mean anything except for change over time. That's all it means. So, the idea, like, somebody says, oh, well, maybe language is devolving. Devolve doesn't make any sense. It's just evolution.
There you go again. Devolve's going to become a word, and you're going to have to change your stance on that whole thing.
If it does become a word, then it's going to be, but in terms of evolutionary theory from the theoretical point of view of not just biology, but change, there's no such thing as de-evolving, because evolution just means change. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, you could say it maybe come to the point where devolve means change in something that is considered backward, but again, that's based on a consideration, not based on a sort of more objective view.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you're more railing against it. Evolution has an inference that it's always in a positive direction. That's what you're railing against, well, if anything. And that's, I think that's a valid thing to rail against until it says, until they append evolution is only in a positive direction in the dictionary.
What defines a positive direction? What gives that basis? I mean, there's no way to give you can only assign an arbitrary value for that. You can't assign a non-arbitrary value.
That's funny. Literally also means not literally.
This is the way the language works. Now, I mean, it's a non-standard usage, and it should still be ridiculed, but it's a word. And to say that people have ruined America because literally is now a word in the dictionary, no. I mean, it's actually been used in this way back in, you know, the 17th or 18th century. It's been used in this way, in incitable form, long since today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's become more common today, but the word like has become an incredibly common word. We use it all the time, and we've accepted that.
Mm-hmm.
We will eventually accept this horrible inconvenience on our...
intellect.
On our intellect, yes.
I was chatting with a guy at work on IM the other day, and... a dude has a very Victorian method of instant messaging. Like
steampunk?
Like, he speaks in a very beautiful way in his message where, you know, most people were just like, you know, just the facts, you know. I don't know how to describe it. It just reminded me of, like, you know, a great, that's what I'm looking for. You know, it was very not conversational, but I don't know. What's the word I'm looking for? Like, you know, the way that, like, Victorians spoke, you know, very, very, lots of...
Flourish?
Flourish, yes.
I've gotten more used to using shorter sentences and quicker things and I am, but I still don't use abbreviations very much, or I don't say the letter U instead of U. I type out U.
You said don't twice in one sentence.
Did I?
Do not. You said I don't.
What?
You said I don't use abbreviations much.
I don't use abbreviations much.
Don't?
Right. Not those kind of abbreviations.
Okay.
I mean, like, turning Y-O-U into the letter U.
Oh,
the text abbreviations. You know, I don't do that.
I see.
I feel wrong doing it. I shouldn't. It's the way language has evolved, and language will continue to evolve, right? But I feel wrong saying, like, you know. Well, I mean, that's not true. Sometimes I have said, like, somebody, you space suck or something. Yeah, just that's sort of a, you know. But mostly, I will type out the entire word. I mean to say. However, mm-hmm. I won't necessarily type out long, flourish sentences anymore.
Oh, but if you're insulting someone, wouldn't it be great to use long, flourish sentences?
No, because they don't read it.
I guess you're right.
The thing is that the people you're insulting generally have a short attention span. They're not going to read a long thing insulting them. They're going to be like, three sentences, and this is insulting me. Okay, I don't need to read this. So
here, check this out. If my phone battery is not dead. You're talking about Reddit and, like, what is this bug? Check out, I gotta send this one. You gotta see this bug I found. I was cleaning up some.
Send me a picture of the other one, then I can send that in.
Send you
the caterpillar that we didn't know what it was.
Oh. Yeah, look at this bug. It's like a stink bug, but colorful.
Hmm. Send me that too, and I will send that into Reddit and ask them what it is.
It's orange on the shoulders. It has yellow stripes on the back part of it. It's shield shaped like a stink bug. Very fascinating. Yellow thighs on its legs.
Would be a nymph.
No, it's not a stink bug nymph. I don't know what it is. It's a definitely a new bug for around here. Maybe it's a new invasive species that will be in my house all winter. And what was it? Which. Remind me of the other bug that we saw. When was that? Where was that?
What?
You wanted me to send you the other picture of the other bug.
There was a caterpillar. There was a caterpillar that was on the hot vine that it was kind of like.
Oh, this guy.
Translucent.
This guy, a little albino tent worm, whatever it is. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got that picture too. I'll send those to you before my battery dies.
I watch a show called The Atheist Experience on every Sunday at 4:30, and there's a chat room that goes along with it. And there was a guy who called in, this ridiculous theist named G-Man. And I say ridiculous theist not because I think all theists are ridiculous, but because this guy is ridiculous. He's a creationist, and he won't stop talking. It's pretty insane. It's because proof for God is that God answers prayers. And when you say, what do you mean? He says, well, sometimes the answer is no. And you try to ask him what's the difference between a God answering no and there being no God. And then he'll just change the subject. Okay. So anyway, he called into the show. He was kind of, you know, kicked off for not ever getting to his point. And then somebody in the chat said, hey, who wants to join into a Skype call with this guy? So I was like, all right, I will. Sure, what the hell. Ever since then, I've been pulled into this sort of group of these atheists who are calling theists and talking to each other all the time. And they're saving things to YouTube and doing these little like things, and like 300 people are viewing it, so it's not a huge deal. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting because they have like the neo atheist is the guy, and there's other people on there, and I'm just Greg Weiss. But sometimes it can be very interesting, and sometimes it can be like, wow, these people are yelling and screaming about these things that really. Be much easier if they were to be calmed down and just talk through them. I feel old sometimes talking to them. But I'm not the oldest one there. But I feel mm-hmm. old. I feel like, oh no, calm down, everybody. Calm down.
I was listening to a bunch of Science Fridays recently. Where did all the a-holes go, you know, like, they haven't had any climate, you know, refuters or, you know, any of those people call in and, like, you know, try to make a statement on Science Friday. They, like, I don't know if they're screening them out or, like, I've just missed them. I mean, but it used to always, I mean, there used to be a healthy portion of those a-holes trying to call into Science Friday. And
they probably just started to screen them out. I haven't listened to I don't listen to Science Friday regularly. I listen to it enough, but I haven't listened to it.
I mean,
when there was a lot of that happening.
When I first started listening to it, that's like all it was. It was like I was practically calling it, you know, I forget what I called it, but I had some witty thing like, you know, call in reject Science Friday or something like that. And I haven't heard any of the science rejectors.
Also, when was that?
I don't know, 5 years ago.
Yeah, so a lot of the people that used to listen to that stuff are not just listening to Fox News and just watching the news that they want to watch and are not listening to Science Friday because it supports that. So there's enough media out there that they don't even have to bother with the stuff that doesn't support them. They can just listen to the stuff that supports them.
Yes, that's a healthy way to go through life. I know.
That's not literally the healthiest way.
You're earning it, huh?
Might as well.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening. It's been a fine birthday for me, and I hope you've enjoyed it as well.
Literally.
I hope you have literally enjoyed it, and I mean literally in the true term, in the first term, not the second term.
Sounds good. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.